Episode 116, What Weed Has You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, my ladies. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. It is our time to chat. I hope you got your coffee or your tea or your latte or whatever you're drinking. Maybe it's just water, which is my favorite drink. Yes, I have mine here. In fact, it's actually a little cold. But I like to slurp a little bit too, right along with you. So get your slurpy drink that you absolutely love, and let's just have our time, okay, to come together. And you know what? Hello, hello. I'm so excited you're here. If you're just popping on and you're like, man, I'm excited to be a part of this crazy community, join the revolution. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes, I'm excited you're here. I'm glad you stumbled upon us. These women and the men, you guys are just totally amazing, and I'm so grateful for you. You warm my heart. You just give me tingly feelings all the time, and it is just truly an honor to call you family and really just to kind of wrap my arms around you every single day, because during this time I feel like I knock on the door, you know, and I open and say, hello, I'm here. Here's my warm big hug just for you. And I'm giving it to you because I really do want you to go out always. And I want you to have an incredible, magnificent day and just really live life to its fullest. It's so much more fun when you can do that. Now, if you don't know, can you feel my energy through the microphone? Yes, guess what? I got outside again today. Yes, I know you're probably going to be like, Christiane, you and your getting outside is just going to drive us batty. Well, it's a good natural energy to have. It really, really, really is. And I'm telling you, if nothing else, okay, go out when it is a pretty day and just walk. Just walk. Put on some decent shoes, okay? Don't walk in flip-flops. Because you might stub your toe and accidentally, we don't want any hurt, injured, you know, mamas out there. So put on some good comfy shoes and just go walk. Even if it's just 10 minutes from your front door and turn around and walk 10 minutes back, it will just give you just this electrifying energy that is just almost indescribable. I'm just telling you, it is. And yes, today I got my mileage in. I was so excited. I got another 3 miles in, and then I did an extra 5 miles of walking. And my leg was kind of still feeling it. My hamstring's a little tight, but we're working on it. And I'm determined that we're going to get through this. So I'll keep you posted on how the journey continues. But you know what? The nice thing is that when I'm out there doing that, I am thinking about you guys. I'm thinking about, gosh, what can I give them? How can I serve them more? You know, with the website, being revamped and all. Oh, my goodness gracious. I cannot wait just to open my doors literally to you and just say, come in and I want you to be you and I want you to be your best selfie and figure out your direction and your purpose and to rejuvenate and renew and just, yes. Are you just excited? I am thrilled. Can you tell you? Can I tell you how thrilled I am? I'm just thrilled, thrilled, thrilled. But today we got a chat. Yeah. We're going to talk about weeds, and I'm not talking about that kind of weed that is going to give you a different high, okay? I'm just telling you that from up front. I'm sure you read this, and I'm like, ooh, what is she talking about on this one? Yeah, maybe it would grab some other people, but today we're talking about the obnoxious weed that keeps that almost kind of just hangs out all the time. And with spring have sprung, you know, spring is sprunging. And with spring springing forth and summer around the corner, I thought, what better time than to talk about weeds, right? Okay, but before we do that, I got to talk to you about something else. I got to talk to you about pimples. Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, I said the P word. I'm not going to say the Z word. I do not like zit. I've never liked that word. In fact, probably you can ask my children. I don't think I've ever really used that word. I don't know why. It just seems gross to me to say it that way. I find it a much better way of supporting the whole pimple idea by either using that word or preferably I like to call it blemish. Now, doesn't blemish just sound so much more princess-like? I mean, seriously, if you're a princess of a king, you might as well sound beautiful if you've got a blemish, right? So nothing more aggravating than going to bed and you wake up and you're like, where did that come from? I mean, seriously. And it's like you just think it's like this huge volcano, right, sitting on your face somewhere. Or it may not even be on your face. It could be on your chest or on your back, you know, or on your side of your arms. Okay, yeah, I know we're getting a little bit extra detailed and a little bit maybe TMI here. But there's a reason for this. So just go with me on it, okay? You know how then you look at it and you're like, oh, if I just pop it, it'll go away faster, right? It'll heal. Well, so you pop it, and what happens to it? Yeah, it gets red and it gets more irritated and it gets bigger. And what you thought was a volcano now is this like crater. And you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? And it's growing. There's not just one there, but you see another one peeking up and another one. And you're like, how did that happen? I just don't get it. And you go, and what do? You mess with it some more, right? I know. Is it hitting home? Yes. Okay. If you have teenagers and you've gone through this with them, you know what it's like. And the poor things, when they're going through their hormonal shift and all of that, oh my gosh, my heart literally breaks for them. But I'm telling you, wash the face, okay? Number one, this is just a total sidebar note here. Have them wash their face morning and night. I promise you, by just doing that and getting that bacteria off, they think they're washing their face. They really are not. I'm just telling you. Okay, so you know what happens when we mess with these blemishes, right? They become not just the volcano look, and then this huge crater, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And you're like, oh, why did I even mess with it? And then you have to put up with it. And it usually takes a week to 2 weeks for it to slowly fade away. And your body fights off the infection and it goes away. Right? Right. Well, you say, okay, what did that have to do with it? Well, same with a blemish. It's a weed. So I'm out running today and I'm looking out, and when we moved to this neighborhood, it was amazing because there were hardly any homes, okay? We, our home backs a very nice, very huge green space area. And then in front of us, basically, at the front of the house, there was just empty lots. Well, now they're all being built on, which is fantabulous. I absolutely love it. However, there are the lots that aren't built on. And so I'm running by them today. And I notice all the beautiful yellow. I love, absolutely love the color yellow. I look closer and what are they? They're dandelions. Yes. Now, as much as I love the color yellow, dandelions in a field are great. But when they're in your yard, yeah, not so much, right? So I'm looking at these dandelions and I'm fascinated by them and their color and how they just, oh my gosh, how they hold themselves up and they stand so tall. You know, they can have one that's just there and it's standing so tall and all of its little petals are just like perched just beautifully. And I'm like, but you're a weed. You're an ugly weed. And if I pick you, you come back more and more and more. What is it? Same with the blemish, right? It keeps coming back more and more and more. Well, these dandelions can be beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, they can totally wreak havoc on your yard, right? If it's in a field, like I said, it's gorgeous, right? Oh, I love seeing this field of a yellow. You know, it just like looks like wild, gorgeous flowers that are growing there when it's really a weed, right? But the minute that it comes to your yard, and it's like, hello, here I am. Hello, here's another one. Oh, hello, here's another one. And they just keep popping up all over. And you're like, why? Why? Overnight it happens, right? Just like those daggum blemishes. You see, we have weeds in our life that keep popping back up. And it's those weeds that we really need to be paying attention to. But most of the time what happens, we get distracted. We look at all the other shiny objects that we think we're supposed to be focusing on. Oh, this is my problem, so I'm going to focus here. This is my problem. And I'm telling you, no, it's not. There's usually one, maybe two major weeds in your life that's causing havoc on where you want to go. However you want your life to be transformed, the direction that you want to take it, but this weed keeps coming and popping back up. No better time than the spring to talk about it, right? Because we're all starting to get outside, the sun's starting to shine more, warmer weather, and we want to tend to our yard. Well, guess what? As I'm running around the corner and then I see all these homes now that are established, the yards are green. What happened to my yellow pretty dandelions? They're no longer there. Why? Because the owners have put boundaries in. They've either fertilized a certain way, killed them off the right way, but they set up boundaries. So guess what? The dandelions don't cross the line and they don't come in. And at most, maybe there's 4 or 5, but they can be dealt with, right? They just go and spray that little area and they go away. Right? It's amazing to me. And then I keep going around the corner and then it's another couple open lots. And what happens? Yep, the dandelions are back. There's no boundaries, nothing set up. There's nothing to keep those little weeds away. You see, look at your life. What dandelions keep popping up for you? You know, I want you to kind of dig deep here, and I want you to put on your pretend hat. And your pretend hat that I want you to have on you is this. I want you to be a PIYL. You're like, what is that? I want you to be a private investigator of your life, okay? And guess what? Here's the big one. This is your KISS, okay? The keep it simple strategy. You are going to snuff out the weed in your life. Yes, I said weed because we're only focusing on one, okay? There may be one or two. But deep down, when you really start becoming the PIYL in your life, okay? The private investigator of your life. When you start digging, you begin to find those dandelions that are persisting. And you say, okay, Christine, how in the world am I going to find dandelions, let alone blemishes, right? We don't want any of those things popping up. We don't want that weed. Even as pretty as they may be sometimes, they really are wreaking havoc on where you want to go with your life, okay? So how you can do that is this. You're going to snuff it out, okay? I want you to ask 3 questions. And this is going to sound pretty simple, but I told you to take a walk. I mean it. I want you to take some time for you. I want you to take some time to escape so you can really begin to focus on you, okay? Now, oddly enough, there's a couple stipulations here. When you go and you're really going to sit down and you're going to be the PIYL, okay, the private investigator of your life, I don't want you to have distractions. So guess what? I don't want you to turn me on the podcast. Unless if it's really feeding you and what you need, okay, that's fine. But yes, I'm telling you, don't listen to me. All right? I want you to actually put on some music that takes you to another dimension. And what I mean by that is I want you to put on music that, you know, when you're driving, all of a sudden you're like, gosh, how did I get here? You just got to your destination, okay? You weren't really thinking about it because your mind went to another area. Maybe it's Christian music. Maybe it's country music. Maybe it's music that just is kind of like ocean waves, okay? Or maybe it's earthly sounds, okay? Crickets, all right? Whatever it is that floats your boat, I want you to put on that particular music. And I want you to go. And I want you to just let your mind wander as you ponder these 3 questions, okay? All right, so here they are. This is how you're going to snuff out the weed in your life, okay? Number one, what keeps holding you back from fun, from that recreational life where you can really enjoy not doing and not working all the time? Yes, I'm starting with fun. Can you believe it? Yes, because you see, what happens is we get ourselves so focused on wanting to have fun, but there's this perpetual weed over here that keeps growing, and we really can't get to enjoy ourselves because we're distracted all the time by this weed that pops up, okay? All right. I'm going to give you some ideas and some suggestions here in a few minutes. But let me just go through the questions first, okay? So number one, what keeps holding you back from fun, that recreation time, that relaxation time? What is holding you back? I guarantee you something is. Number two, what stumbling block do you see every time when wanting to make a change, but it's that stumbling block that stops you? Okay, stops you in your tracks all the time. You think you're going somewhere and you're like, oh, I hit it again. Why is it? Okay, what is that stumbling block? All right, number three, this is a tough one. I'm going to ask you this question, but know that all these questions, especially this last one here, it may actually bring up some tears. It may bring up some laughter. It may bring up frustration or even anger, okay? But you need to snuff out the weed. In order to go forward where you want to take your life, you got to snuff out that weed, okay? You have to find what weed has you, okay? The third question is this. What really is irking you? Yeah, seriously. What really is irking you? What's getting you so much under the skin? This is going to take some reflection. This may take you looking in the mirror. This may take you to where you need to take a hot bubble bath and you need to just soak it all in and really think about it. What is it? Okay. Let me give you some ideas here. Okay. Because I just don't want to leave you hanging. Some of you want to go places in life. Okay. You want to lose weight maybe. Okay. You want to change. You just kind of want, you're not really satisfied with your body image. Okay. But when you start looking at things, it's not really about the body image, is it? Mm-mm. It's about those little comments that are made, maybe from your friends, who they call, you know, they call themselves your friend. But what's happening is they're making these kind of comments and you've given birth to three kids and you just can't shake the weight. But what's really bothering you are the comments, not necessarily your weight. You see, there's an issue of how to deal with that and where you are in that walk that's deeper. That's your deeper weed than just your weight. What about your relationship with your spouse? What is it that every single time you're trying to do something, it could be that you're getting ready for a vacation. It could be that you're getting ready for a concert. It could be that you're getting ready for dinner. And something happens. Spouse walks in the door. Comments made, or maybe no comments are made. There's just tension there in the relationship. You really don't know what it is, but there's something there. You can't define it, but that's the common weed in everything, because your mind goes back there. It takes you to a different area. That's your weed you need to snuff out. It may be your anger, okay? Maybe your children are just being cute kids and they just want your attention and they come up and it's, Mommy, can you do this with me? Mommy, can you go play with me? Oh, here, let's go do this too. And I want to do this too. And for you, you're looking at them going, gosh, can you just give me a minute? To them, they don't understand time. Their minute passed already and they still want your attention. Yet what do? You snap at them. Oh, stop it. Leave me alone. Go away and I'll be there in a minute. Your tone changes with them. You see, it's the anger side, not the part of, gosh, I just wish my kids would give me a few minutes. Every once in a while I could have my me time. You see, there's more to the story. As a PIYL, your private investigator of your life, what weed has you? It's tough. It's not going to be easy, but once when you discover that weed, I'm telling you, your walk becomes easier. You can begin to sit there and set up boundaries. You can begin to figure out how to deal with the weed. But until you know what that weed is, till you know what that blemish is, what's going to happen? It's just going to keep popping back up. You know, maybe for you, it's organization. And right now you just cannot enjoy life at all. You can't go on vacation. You can't go visit family. You can't even go on a field trip with your child because for some reason you've got this whole thing of I've got so much to do at the house. And really what you have to do at the house is it's just messy. It's just cluttered. You just got stuff. The kids have gone from being toddlers to now they're into elementary school, yet you still have all their baby toys around. And you just got stuff. And it's filling up every single part of the room and the rooms of your house. And it's filling up your heart and it's just eating at you. Declutter. Become organized. How awesome would it be to be able to sit down and being able to look at your house? And I'm not saying it's going to be in perfect condition, okay? I'm not saying that at all. But everything has its place unless being played with, okay? You just don't have stacks here and stacks there and another pile here and then another box here. And in order to feel organized, you just go buy two more tubs to put more stuff in it. How about decluttering? How about going through your closet and going, I have nothing to wear, and going, but wait, I can't even see what I have. I need to take some stuff out. You see there, the weed is what? Lack of organization. It's time to declutter. If you can look at your life and figure out what weed has you, oh my goodness gracious almighty, you are going to begin to soar because then you can start setting yourself up for success. You can build the boundaries and then you can start doing the little things that come in because you took care of the main weed. You did. You took care of what you thought was a beautiful yellow dandelion, but you said, you know what? You've crossed the line here, bud. I'm going to take care of you like you need to be taken care of because I've got a life to live. I want you to go out today. I want you to snuff out what weed has you in your life. I want you to be that private investigator of your life and go out and snuff it out. I want you to eat these questions up. What keeps holding you back from fun? What stumbling block do you see every time when wanting to make a change, but yet it keeps coming back and because it stops you every single daggum time? And what really is irking you? What is deep down that's just tearing at your heartstrings, pulling you from the direction that you really need to be going? I know you can do this, and it's going to be tough, but you get your weed. And you know what? I'm here to share your weeds with you. I've had so many weeds in my life. And when I really began to figure out the main weed, what was really taking over me, I was able to go that much further. All right? You can do it too. Remember, I'm carrying your belief torch. For you, all right? You're joining the revolution of making a difference, being able to create your now and become what? Your best selfie. I love you so very much. You're going to go figure out what weed has you. I know. Go be a snuffer. Go snuff it out. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come visit createyournow.com. Many blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.